AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. In custody in the nation's capital, a suspect in four slayings in a mansion near the vice president's official residence. Darren Dylan Wint was captured by law enforcement after he was spotted driving a car in Washington Thursday night. He and several others arrested without incident. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier had earlier talked about the warrant they had out.
We did obtain an arrest warrant for first-degree felony murder while armed in connection with the May 14th murder of Amy Savopoulos, Sava Savopoulos, Philip Savopoulos, and Vera Figueroa.
Wint had previously worked for Maryland-based American Ironworks, where the executive killed Sava Savopoulos was CEO. Wint is a native of Guyana and a former Marine. President Obama's trade agenda has cleared a key procedural hurdle.
The president's top legislative priority advanced with a few votes to spare after Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch stressed a lot is at stake.
Our nation's economic health and prestige are on the line here today.
But opponents like Jeff Sessions argued the fast-track authority won't yield the claimed benefits.
Job-killing imports would vastly exceed any growth in foreign exports, putting more Americans out of work.
The authority is seen as critical to the administration's effort to strike a trade deal with a dozen Pacific nations. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Farmers along the River Delta at the heart of California agriculture expect to get an answer today on their surprise offer to give up a quarter of their water this year. They made the offer in exchange for being spared deeper mandatory cutbacks as California responds to the worsening drought. A South Korean court has suspended the prison term of the former Korean Air executive whose onboard nut rage tantrum delayed a flight last year. That ends her incarceration. The woman is the daughter of the airline's chairman. This is AP Radio News. David Letterman's last late night drew a big audience.
It's the Late Show with David Letterman.
It wasn't just fellow comedians and stars who had a big turnout for David Letterman's TV farewell. Viewers showed up in force, too. Nielsen reports that close to 14 million viewers saw Letterman close out his 33-year career as a late-night TV host. The last time a Letterman audience was that big was February 1994, when his show aired after the Winter Olympics on CBS. Letterman was bigger than anything else that was on primetime Wednesday night and even gave a boost to the Late Late Show. The James Corden-hosted show had 4 million viewers. I'm Oscar Wills-Gabriel.
NHL playoffs, the Anaheim Ducks beat Chicago 2-1 for a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. With a 99-98 win over Houston, the Golden State Warriors have a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Cavs forward LeBron James and Golden State's Stephen Curry unanimous choices for the NBA All-Star team. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.